Welcome back to this week's episode of Thick and Tired with Corinne and Cassidy.
Hello.
You caused me to have third degree burns last week.
Wait, from what?
Oh, I didn't want to bring this up until we got on the podcast.
Third degree burns?
Well, I don't know. So remember when you taped my tits for my fundraiser?
Yeah.
Tits look great. Thank you so much. Beautiful. I had a little bit of sunburn right here.
Oh.
Had a couple of glasses of wine the night of my fundraiser.
You did not just rip it off, did you? You're not supposed to do that.
Giant blisters.
Oh, yeah. They'll go away. I have them, too. I always blisters, get them.
Like, and...
It's not third degree burn.
Well, whatever. And they got bubbly, and it's starting to scab, and they pop... Like, I didn't touch them. Because the bridesmaid for my wedding this week, she was a nurse. I'm like, can you take a look at my titties?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. I'm like, great. And it was like, it literally felt like bubbles on my skin.
Yeah. It's from the... Yeah. You pulled it off, too. You have to use oil. You can't just, or you have to go into the shower and like, because they can get wet in the pool. So you just have to go in the shower and like stand there and like literally saturate the shit out of them.
Four glasses of Sauvignon Blanc. There was no oiling these tits. I just wanted to go to bed.
All right. Well, I take no responsibility for that, man.
So
you've worn the tit tape enough to know.
I have worn the tit tape, but it was beautiful. Like it was great and they never looked better. But
yeah,
I woke up the next morning. I'm like, why are there bubbles on my boobs?
Yeah, that's why.
And I was like, cool.
So, I'm glad that you were cursing me out about that.
You're welcome.
So the night of my wedding, I did the same thing and I literally ripped the skin and it's not as bad on top, but when it's underneath.
Oh, I bet it's awful.
It's awful. Yeah. It hurts so bad. I had to sleep with my bra on because your skin rubs against the other skin underneath your boob. And makes it worse. So it was terrible. Mm-hmm. I had to wear a bra for like 2 or 3 days or something. But you can go to CVS and go get some Silverdyne and it'll go away in a couple days.
Okay, so Silverdyne, girls, for your bubble boobs.
Yeah, just in case you get like a blister or something.
I'm so tired today. All I want is chocolate, so I think I'm getting my period.
Are you thick and tired?
I am thick and fuck. I'm so thick and tired. I think I'm like in a bad mood.
Oh.
I'm definitely in a bad mood. Then. I'm in a bad mood. What else? I just feel like I feel drained.
I'm going to have to like watch what I say.
Why?
Because if you're in a mood.
Well, how are you feeling? Because last week was a little emotional.
I mean, I'm okay this week. It's been quite a ride. I'm still on my health journey.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that. Down 7 pounds.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That should have been my thick, actually.
Yeah.
I'll say it again later.
Say it again, of course. We'll just talk about ourselves later.
Yeah, it's fine.
How was your week? How was your weekend? You got palm trees, I saw.
I got my palm trees. So yesterday, me and Paul spent a good percentage of the later afternoon putting all the palm trees in place.
Oh.
A couple of them were broken, so I was kind of bummed about that because we store them. So they get taken away and, like, stored at a facility. And I guess when they came and brought them back or while they were storing them, I don't know how it works. But I guess you can't pull on the palms themselves, like on the stems. I don't know. I guess that's what the trunk. I don't know what it's called. So I think that's what they did, and they ripped out like 2 or 3.
What a life you
were,
live.
Were like unrooted.
What a life.
What do you mean?
We had to go to the palm tree storage facility to pick up our palm trees.
They deliver them. Oh. You don't go there.
Corinne's like, we do not.
Hold on a
absolutely
second.
Absolutely not. They deliver.
It's no different than like if you wrap your people that like wrap their patio furniture.
Because oh my God.
Palm trees can't live. Well, yeah. On Long Island, and they're kind of expensive, but we've had these trees since some of them are like not even 3 feet tall.
So you've watched those trees grown up?
We've watched these trees. So when something happens to one, we're like, oh my God, it's broken.
Do you mark one? Like, you know which tree is which? You're like, oh my God, that was our little favorite tree.
We have a lot. We used to have like 27. But now I think maybe we have like 18 or 19.
Where do they
live
during the winter?
They go to like a...
Aruba?
Aruba. No, they sit on Long Island, but in like a greenhouse, like a garden house.
Oh, they hibernate.
Yeah, they hibernate. And they get bigger. When they come back, we're like, it's either they broke, some of them die.
Yeah.
We've lost a couple.
I'm sorry.
And then the place will usually replace them.
I'm so sorry.
We lost a couple pots.
I'm so sorry.
That's sad.
Are you going to wrap them with lights like your neighbor?
No. By the way, they're red, white, and blue now.
Oh, of course they are for Memorial Day.
Yes.
What are you doing on Memorial Day?
Nothing. I'm going in my backyard and I'm just going to literally
fry.
Just sit
enjoy
there
the palms.
Like a big old, I don't even know what.
Enjoy your palm tree, children.
I'm going to enjoy my palm trees. I hope it's sunny and like a little breezy.
It's going to be beautiful. I have a wedding on Sunday. And then I'm having a party with 15 children on Monday. Why are you saying?
Oh, God.
It's my kids squad group. So it's 15 of my friends. And then between us all, we have 15 kids. So I hired a face painter, a balloon artist.
At your
house?
And
a cotton candy machine. Yep.
Wow. For Memorial Day?
For fucking Memorial Day. Come by.
Oh. I think.
Scarlett should be in rare form that day. She ain't napping. So we know that. Are you part of any of these bridal Facebook groups?
I am part of a couple of them. Not Bully, because
we're... Not Bully, we're blocked.
Bully, we're blocked.
Which all I vendors. Get. Whatever, it's fine.
I totally want... get that.
Let we still see the shit in there. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, we still see it, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
I'm in the Long Island wedding vendor group.
I'm in that one, and there's another one.
Brides-to-be, Long Island.
Yeah, something. I can't even remember.
Danny Pham runs that one. Oh, I don't know. He's like a photographer. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I see some shit on there.
I mean, so this morning I was scrolling.
Yeah.
And there was an interesting post. And I always take note of, like, obviously the bridal dress ones, the alterations ones.
Oh, I do. Like, yeah, I do too.
Like, what are they
when
saying?
When people like, I need a wedding coordinator, I'm like, you know what? I see my name there a bunch of times. I see some names where I'm like, you don't want her. She doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. But
do
I just
you ever
keep my
comment?
When people, I'll be like, oh, thanks so much for recommending me. Here's my website. But at the end of the day, like, I'm booked and blessed. I don't fucking need anyone to put my name on a Facebook group.
Yeah.
People know who I am.
Hold on, I'm moving my...
Did that sound cocky?
No.
Why am I not part of the group chat?
That's the mark... What group chat? Oh, like, it's on... Yeah, it's on the... It's just marketing shit.
Hold on.
You want to be in the work group chat?
I am not in the group chat. It's like marketing,
work stuff. Do you want to be in the group chat?
Am I not fucking working with you guys?
Well, yeah, but they literally text... The craziest shit in the
world. Okay, maybe I'll be inspired.
I didn't think that you wanted to be...
Like, I'm upset.
No, why? Oh, God. This is just because you're in a mood today, by the way.
No, I want to be in the fucking group chat.
Well, okay, first of all, I did not think that you'd want to be in that because it's a lot of work bullshit. Like, it's them going back and forth. Like, this date, that date, that, you know,
okay,
like, what's
going
on?
Well, then why don't you put me in it? Therefore, you're a big Cassie. You're a bit, I could just jump in and be like, hey, bitches.
Perfect.
Yes.
I'll add you today. I didn't even...
What's the name of the group chat?
Nothing. I think it's like marketing managers or something.
Well, we're fucking changing that. I can't believe I'm not in it.
It's just work shit. Okay, I'll add you today.
Do I just come here like a clown and entertain you and leave?
Yeah, you're just here for our amusement. Do you want to pull your best Joe Pesci impression right now?
No. No, I'm pissed.
Am I a clown? I'm just here to amuse you?
No. Am I funny? No, you did it completely wrong.
I love
funny,
that
funny
movie.
How? Of course.
Yeah.
Wait, all right. So so you saw What About Bridal Dress?
Okay, yes.
Did you chime in? What did you say?
I didn't chime in, but I wanted to. So the question was,
let me see.
When should I start shopping for my bridal gown?
Easy.
And this is a great question.
Yes.
But this girl got every answer from like 6 months to like 18 months. And yeah, I was like, wow. I couldn't believe like how many people... Like, it's all over the map.
What
and then, like,
say?
One girl, I think she got her dress from us. She was, like, 13 months. It doesn't take 13 months for the dress to come in.
Right.
We set it up by your wedding date because no one wants to store it.
No.
So if you come, like, 18 months before your wedding, we're not going to make the dress come at that time.
No.
We're going to put it in, set everything up so that it comes closer to your date.
Yeah, we're not going to order your dress so that it comes in.
Yeah. So it was
silly.
Just like, that's why I said, my thing is like, just call a store or email. Usually you can DM them on Instagram.
You know what?
Like, we answer DMs all the time. What?
This brings up a good fucking point. I'm glad you brought this up.
Oh, God.
So, okay. Why are people taken to Facebook for my favorite are the moms groups.
Mm-hmm.
Like, moms will send photos of their children with, like, a third degree burn, one fucking eyeball, and, like, the fucking toe falling off. Hey, everybody, what do you think this is? And my favorite
Perhaps
is call your doctor. Go to the hospital.
Yeah, you need like professional
but then you
medical
have
advice.
Some more. Oh, this happened to my cousin's coworker's sister's son. It's this and you have to go get this oil.
Yeah.
Shh.
And your kid needs to have his like pinky finger amputated. It's always
I'm
something
like, what's
outrageous.
Going on?
Yeah.
Oh, like my child fell at the coffee table and landed on a knife. What should we do? Go to off Facebook,
Pick
Velma.
Pick your kid up and go to the
and
ER.
Go to the fucking ER.
Yeah. Or I will say I have.
Oh,
it's so weird because I really hate like pegging on parents.
Oh,
but,
I
like,
love it.
I am not. I was never. I mean, I hate doing it publicly.
Please tell us you were never watched.
I was never like an alarmist like that.
Yeah, no, you were. No, you're not. And you're not.
Growing up. So yeah. Like if she would fall, I'd be like, I'd pick her up, put her on her feet. All right, Gianna, yeah. Don't, you know, like just. It didn't happen. You're
is
okay.
That why, is that why you limp, Gianna? I was kidding.
I wasn't like, oh my God, we have to go to the.
It's not even that. It's just like common sense shit. Also, like.
No, that's different. People are. I'm talking about little shit. Like, your kid bangs his head. You can't make a production out of every single time.
Yes, you're right.
You that can't your kid falls on the ground. Yes. Like, you because. Can. Kids, I feel like kids, I knew people like growing up and I was like, you're being a little dramatic.
100%.
But it was in like, because they were responding to how the parents were reacting.
They sense it.
Yeah. So they were like, okay, well, my mom is going to get like all uppity and she's going to dote on me like to the whatever.
Right.
So I'm going to make this super dramatic. Like, calm down.
Yeah. You have to like,
you keep, tripped over a rock.
Keep like, calm. Like, keep calm. Even if like, it's Scarlet, like one time Scarlet fell and like the mouth obviously always bleeds a lot.
Yes. Oh my God. Anything on the keep face calm, is terrible. Keep
calm. Pick her up. Just assess it. And if we have to go, we have to go. But like, some of these mom groups I just saw. And like some don't even go anonymous and they're just like, here we are, my 5-year old is peeing out black specks and there's a picture of the toilet with piss and blacks. I'm just like, Nicole from fucking Lindenhurst, are you kidding me? Go fucking anonymous, number one. Number two, is that what you immediately do?
Yeah,
if something happened to Scarlett or with Scarlett, I am not going on the hold on 1 minute.
Let me ask the other moms in the group. But I think that a lot of people rely on it because they're like, well, you know what? I have no answer to this. That's bullshit.
No, thank
really,
you.
That shouldn't be your go-to.
I got like, it's just so much stuff. And like some of this stuff. And then.
Think people do rely on it. But it shouldn't be your
it's go-to. The moms. Mom Life Long Island. This shit is 34,600 freaking members. So this, let me tell you something. This
that probably
stuff,
came about after Gianna was old enough for me to age. We aged out of those groups.
No, this stuff is this stuff is incredible.
Can I also just say something?
Why?
There was like no Facebook when Gianna was little.
So what
she
did you guys?
She was born in 2005. And when did
Facebook? It just started because 2005 I created my Facebook because it was for like people going into college and it was for a college thing.
Yes. Because so I feel like but there weren't like groups like
there
that.
There weren't forums. It was more like,
hey, what, you know, like you'd like post like what you did for the day. I remember I think my first post on Facebook was 2009.
Are you part of the Are We Dating the Same Guy Nassau/Suffolk?
Of course I am.
Let me tell you something.
Don't talk about it too much. I don't want to get booted.
No, that's they want people that aren't there because you'll see some shit that you're like, oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
If I like wake up in the middle of the night and I can't fall asleep, I'm like, let me pop onto this group.
Oh, I know.
Let me pop the fuck on.
But I shouldn't say it's fantastic. But the things that people post are outrageous. And sometimes I'm like,
I gotta pull it up.
I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I read the stuff and I'm like, how many red flags do you need? Someone's coming down the road with a tow truck filled with red flags.
Painted red. Red outfit. Red hair. And they're like, oh, like get the fuck out of here.
She's like, I found a pair of black lace panties in my husband's truck yesterday. Do you think he's cheating on me?
What do you need some help? Yeah. Need some advice.
Yeah.
Need some advice. Wait.
But can I also,
yes.
The guys that are posted on there, are the same guys over and over again? Like now I'm starting to think I know these guys because I've seen their faces so much.
Yes.
If I see them in the street, wait, people come in, like I'll see people out and I'm like, he looks so familiar to me. And I was like, wait a minute, did I see him on the.
And like these motherfuckers know that there's a group like that. Like
they do.
Now here's the thing that I was thinking to myself. I'm a girl. First of all, I'm a girl's girl. Yes. I will always side with a girl. I don't care. Crane, you could go shoot someone in the fucking foot.
I know.
That's and if someone, if a cop comes up to you and be like, I'm like, she didn't do it. What are you talking about? Whatever. But there are some instances on there where I'm just like you can't, like I've been dating this guy for a month and he told me that red flag and a picture of him dating him for a month and all of a sudden he stopped talking to me and he finally responded with like he's just not into it anymore, never talk, like you,
yeah, he ghosted
at
you.
The end of the day, like not even ghosted, but like I'll see people like he said like he's not into it. I think he's seeing someone else. like, sometimes it's a little ridiculous. Sometimes these girls can be a little fucking insane. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think the thing is, nowadays, it's I feel like people think it's so much harder to date. I actually saw...
It is.
A lot of people I'll see comment about, like, oh, this, like, 40-year-old guy, this 45-year-old guy, this 50-year-old guy. I'm like, all men of every age. Yes. Like, they're not changing, by the way.
Yes.
Like... That I'm a firm believer of this. Like, men are not changing. Never a man is a man, regardless of like 100%. What. I don't know. Again, like, there is no evolution. Not trying to hate on men or anything, but we kind of are.
There is no evolution in the male species. None whatsoever. Mm. Everyone out there, you're listening. There is no females. We give life. We not only do we evolve, we like. Bring new people, like, they're the men, yeah. Like, they're just, that's
like,
just
women, like, mature. Wait. And, you know, not to say that men can't mature, but they don't mature like women
not
do.
Not like
so
women do.
So if the guy is doing this in his 30s, he's most definitely going to do the same shit in his 40s and his 50s and his 60s.
100%.
And whatever, until he's like 80 and needs his wife to wipe his ass.
Some of these posts, I just started talking to someone. He has my picture as both his backgrounds on his phone. Is that weird? Oh, is that like weird? Oh, we get 143 comments. But my fairness, if his initials are SB from Smithtown, had the same experience run. Like, I cannot. My favorite is, like, the initials. Like, I love... it's just, it's insane to
well,
me.
Well, the thing on there, too, is that, well, girls will post and be like, okay, I think that maybe... is this guy red flag? There's things that I've, you know, like, I'm concerned about. No details, no None. Initials, no age, no place. What are you doing? This what are we supposed to guess
my favorite
you're from?
Is this.
Or who are you talking about? There's a million men on Long Island.
Whoever went out with an NYPD cop from Massapequa initials MF this weekend, please MF. Message me.
Like,
if you're from Massapequa and you're a male, your name is Mike and you're a fucking cop. So you just narrowed it down to a million people.
Literally.
I mean, yeah. I want to, like, sometimes I want to comment on this and be like, these girls advice, just but I don't comment want people to anonymously. Be like, why is he, like... It's just so insane. Comment it's so crazy. But then, like,
I'm
also
having
like
a fucking camera issue today. It keeps drooping again. I think it's top heavy.
But I do love the ones where people put any red flags. No, but he's cute. Good for you. Nothing. And I'm like, good for you, boy. Like, good for you.
Yeah. But I will say a lot of the girls in that group are girls.
Yes.
And then there's some that are not. Like, stop taking photographs of the posts and then sending them to the guys. It literally defeats
right.
the purpose.
Right. Like,
and you're trash.
You're trash. You're
literally
trash.
Trash.
Mother, grandmother trash. Your whole bloodline. Yeah. Go to hell.
Well, obviously. She got that from somewhere.
Disgusting.
So.
Pieces of shit. Yeah.
All right. Like, be a real girl's girl.
Be a real girl's girl. Yeah. Like, I don't
Wait,
care.
Speaking of men, can I just tell you what is happening in my house right now?
I don't really want to talk about men anymore. Fuck them.
It's not really, but it kind of is. Yes. Okay, so we are getting Cassie doesn't know, teak furniture. Mm-hmm. So I have like a teak patio set that sits on my porch.
Yes, I know that.
I'll plug a picture in.
Yeah.
And it has like six chairs patio. And it's like really long.
When you think
it's a porch.
When you think patio, you think like, you know, like those little, what are those, what are those chairs?
Stop
like
making
those,
it
whatever,
like a
flower
mansion.
Pot.
It's a
no.
normal size house. She's
it's
just a
lunatic. Corinne has a whole nother home.
No, I don't.
In the back of her house. It's a cottage. So Corinne's cottage.
It's a porch off okay. the back of my house, by
so
the way.
So we're getting new teak furniture for our
no.
cottage.
So I already have the teak furniture. I've had it for maybe like 2 years. It's never been finished, whatever. So I had seen a friend of mine, mm-hmm. an acquaintance, has the same set that I do, and he stained it. And I was like, oh my God, it looks beautiful. He used to be one of the reps for the designers. So, but he lives down south. So I was like, your set has just like such a rich color. Like, I absolutely love it. So guy comes yesterday. He's like, oh, we're doing clear. I'm like, no. I want like a state, like an oil, like a color. Like, I want like this like deep, like it's called something brown. I can't even remember now. So my husband comes in this morning and goes, that's dark, isn't it? And I was like, it's not dark.
Okay,
I was like,
Martha
it's
Stewart.
Gonna look beautiful. Let me show you the picture that Pete.
For those of you
who
don't know,
me.
Corinne is could have been an interior designer. She's got an eye for like literally, like her house
I'm
is beautiful.
Mute this so that you can't hear him talking. Well, maybe not. Okay. So anyway, this is the furniture.
Oh, that's
so. Yeah. This is his set, which is exactly like mine. He stained it to look that color.
It's pretty.
It's gorgeous. And it's like so rich and beautiful.
Did he
and
send
I
you this video?
Absolutely. Yeah, he sent me the video because I was like,
can you please send me your teak video?
He's great. I love him.
Yeah.
And he sent me the video and I was like, this is what I want. And my husband is questioning it with this gentleman, by the way. So let me just tell you, we went through this downstairs when I did my kitchen. Mm-hmm. You sure you want that color grout? Yes, I'm absolutely yes, positive 100%. That I want that color grout. Only for my, you know, Jay. I yes. love Jay. With we all my love heart, Jay. Love Jay.
Jay's we all love Jay. Really hot contractor with the best ass I've seen.
Yeah.
In Suffolk County. Anyway,
there's a funny story about that. Oh. His butt. But.
We always love funny butt stories.
Yeah. So I'll tell it after. It's a quick story. When he did my kitchen, it was yeah. the same thing. He's like, oh, are you sure? My husband, are you sure you want that color? Yes, I'm fucking sure that I want cool. the color. Like, I know what I want. I'll plug pictures of my house.
Well,
like,
what does he think?
What I fucking want. So then they finish it and they go, oh, yeah, this does look great. Yeah, no shit. No fucking shit. Like, I right. know it looks
you great. Have an eye. You do. You have like yeah. that. Yeah,
so
you
I'm
do.
Like, so, but now here's the thing. They're putting like doubt in my head. And now I'm like, oh, God, what if I do it and it's too dark?
Right.
So now, let me tell you, this happened in my bathroom. I don't love my bathroom.
Downstairs?
They were like, why don't you go talk to these women? I'm not going to say who they were. They're very, very sweet. But I know what I'm like, and I know what I want.
I know you
and
do.
They were like, why don't you go talk to these women when you redo the bathroom? And they'll kind of guide you into like what...
You don't need to talk to anybody when you redo anything in your home,
Corinne. I hate my bathroom.
You literally don't need to talk to anybody. People should be coming to you to fucking talk to.
Well, that's very sweet.
And people do. Well, I do.
Yeah, people do ask me.
Yes.
But I don't love my bathroom because I went with everything that they had said and I completely got out of my head and it's nothing that I want. So now I have to wait like, I don't know, 20 years
yeah.
before I can like redo it or before it's acceptable to tell my husband I literally hate this bathroom. I hate the tiles. I hate everything in there.
Okay.
Like, this setup is fine. Like, the cabinets, everything, all that's great. But all the tiles in the bathroom, I literally hate them. Because I listen to those women. It's nothing. It doesn't feel like me at all. Mm-hmm. And I can't get into it. I'll give you, like, one day I'll do, like, a walkthrough.
Does it keep you up at night?
Sometimes. Because I go in there and I just want my space to feel like, you see, even the store.
Just
like,
do your it's business warm and walk and cozy out. And, yeah, it's fantastic. But, like, it's your bathroom. Who gives a fuck?
No, I give a fuck. It's money spent, wasted. Anyway, so now my husband's on my list because I'm mad at him.
I mean,
like, I'm upset.
Like Paul Reed's Better Home and Gardens. Like, okay, calm down, Paul.
Exactly. Quick story about Jay's butt.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So we were at the store.
It's perked up.
And Paul and Jay were at my house.
Yes.
In the driveway. And I was in the back with someone that doesn't work here anymore. And we were, like, joking around on the video thing. And I accidentally hit the Ring camera, the mic. I accidentally turned it on and she said out loud something like, he has a fine ass. And all of a sudden I look down and I see him like look around.
Oh.
I was like, thank God I didn't say that. And then Paul's like looking and I'm like, oh shit. This was a couple of years ago now. But I was like, oh God. And then we were mortified, by the way.
I mean, you're not wrong though. So it doesn't matter. I mean, he knows. This motherfucker
he knows.
Get
he's
the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you don't walk around.
Please. Like, you don't walk around like a good looking
guy like that
please.
And not know if that you're please, good looking.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, ridiculous.
He loved
it. But he's great. I just love Jay just because he does great work. He's been our contractor forever. So yeah. If anyone needs a great contractor,
give us a call.
Let us know. We'll send you over Hot Jay.
Are you. Are you going to get your nails done after this?
Why?
Because you said we're either going to order lunch or you're going to go get your nails done.
I don't know yet.
I worked. All right. So I had my fundraiser on Wednesday. I had a rehearsal on Thursday. Saturday, I had a wedding. No. Fundraiser, rehearsal, wedding. Sunday, dead.
Okay.
I was like, I need to go get a pedicure because my feet were killing me.
Oh.
So I go to the nail salon. It's quiet. They have... The guy that owns it has a YouTube channel of this woman. All she does is play the violin and the piano. And I'm like, this is amazing. I'm wow, so excited. Like so, I'm just going to sit like... there. No. A woman walks in.
Oh, God.
And she wanted a pedicure, too. So they put, like, they leave the chair empty because my bag was there. And then she sits there. So I'm laying there. I'm like, 15-minute foot massage. Fantastic. And all of a sudden I hear, yeah, hello. Yeah, hi, Donna. How's it going? Oh, I'm good. Full-blown fucking conversation on speaker with just me,
yeah,
Maria, who's doing my nails,
okay,
and the violinist on the YouTube channel. And I'm listening to this woman next to me going off. So then the conversation ends.
Okay.
And then she decides to scroll through her phone at max volume.
Oh, like she's watching like reels, like Instagram.
And not like TikTok, low. Whatever. Not low, like everyone, or muted, like everyone does in the nail salon. And I'm looking, the woman's like doing my legs, looking up at me. I'm like looking at her. I'm looking at total, like, not even.
How do people, like, how do you not know, by the way?
There's etiquette. There is etiquette.
And we need to have, they should, you know what? They should print it out and hand it to people.
100%. Number one, don't fucking talk.
So we both have the same, so you said it nicer.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to your friend. If sometimes, hey, I'm almost done. I'll call you back. Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Wait.
Fine.
I have a thing for that, though. If this salon is like a busy salon and everyone's talking, that's different.
I've never had it. I will not go to a busy nail salon that everyone's talking.
Oh, see, my salon, there are moments of quiet, but there are moments of like where there's a lot of people and everyone's in there with like, it's like kind of like a social thing.
I don't know.
But most people, I feel like, are going there to relax and get their nails done.
And not speak. And not be around a four-year-old and your husband.
Yeah.
After doing 33,000 steps in 2 days. Yeah. Just absolutely ridiculous. I'm like, this, like, you have to stop at the chaotic. Like, stop at the chaos. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
I don't know. I just can't.
No, I think there's definitely,
and then don't be a bitch. Like, I will hear some of these women, the way they speak to people, like, I'm like, I look at them, and I shake my head. I'm like, this is insane. Like, one woman's like, oh, I had an appointment. I've been waiting for 10 minutes. Shut the fuck up. Well, or the woman that are late.
Is nobody allowed to run late? Like, I don't understand that. Like, when people call here, we'll ask them. Like, I'll be like, oh, like, how, yeah, okay, we get it. Like, you're stuck in traffic or whatever. But, like, and we'll say, like, how late are you running? Okay, well, I mean, listen, if it's unreasonable amount of late, that's one thing. But shit happens. Like, people, you know. What if someone, I don't know, had a potty emergency in the middle of her appointment, she had to get up and go to the bathroom for like 10 minutes?
Was that you?
Negative.
I feel like that's something that you would do.
I do go to the bathroom, but not in the nail salon.
What did you voice note me the other day? Like,
that was like literally like this morning.
Oh, that was this morning? Oh my God. I told you I'm having a bad day.
I was like, my tummy is rumbling. And should I just leave the nail salon? I don't know what to do. What if I have to go to the bathroom? I can't go to the bathroom here. I'll die.
Where do you get your nails done?
In Oakdale. It's called Time to Get.
Time to Get?
That's what it's called. And I say Time to Get what? But I guess Time to Get Your Nails Done.
Nail salons have the weirdest names.
They literally do.
Like the weirdest names. Time to Get?
Because it's Time to Get.
Time to Get Nails, Corinne.
Where's the nails on the sign? I don't know. It literally says in big letters, Time to Get. I don't know where the nails is.
There's a place.
Because you say, like,
Happy Nails by my mom's house.
We have, like, New Nails.
New Nails.
What the hell is that?
June Bug Nails.
Well, that fine June Bug.
Whatever. Shiny Nails.
But New Nails? What's the other one? There's another one.
Let's just look it up. What is it?
Color Box.
That's fucking weird. Uni Nails, Simply Rosie Nails.
I feel like that's a decent, it's a cute name. Color Box, the Color Box.
Bebe Nails. That's cute.
That's in Sayville.
Yeah, Bebe Nails. Lynn Four Nails. The Never Spot Nail Bar.
Oh, so the Spot is now Pasha, right? Yeah.
VV? They changed it. VV Nail Salon.
VV?
VV.
There's so many nail salons over here. Can I tell you? I don't know any of them.
They're all, it's like, it's insane. Time to Get Nails, Nail and Spa. I see it.
See,
Dreamtown Nail Spa.
Got red.
You're a hooker. Dreamtown Nail Spa.
First of all, red looks good on me.
Anyway, there's etiquette. If you go to the nail salon, shut the fuck up. Read the room. Read the goddamn room.
I don't need to hear your conversation. Nail salon, not for nothing, but that kind of goes like both ways, because there's things with like nail salons and hair salons too. Like, I have to tell you, a lot of these places are not like plus size friendly.
Oh.
Like, if you're going to a hair salon to get your hair done and you're plus size, how come some of the capes don't fit? It's a fucking cape. They can't make it a little bit bigger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, have you ever gone to a hair salon and sat in, like, an extremely uncomfortable chair because it's made for someone that has, like, the ass of a size 6 girl?
I go to my friend Steph, who owns a hair salon in Merrick, so it's pretty. Right. She's everything. I've always been comfortable there, but I've seen it.
But what about in the past?
Yeah. You have to, like, I've seen people get, like, double aproned before where they put, like, a cape on in the back and in the front. That's weird.
I feel like that's I'm getting ready for, like, my gynecological appointment.
Oh, my God.
Here, ma'am. Here's two capes because you're too fat to fit into the one.
We sewed these capes together to put them on you. Oh my god.
This will cover your rump and your bump. I don't fuck. Am I boring you?
No, I told you. I'm just like, I'm so, like, I'm just so, like, anxious today. I don't know why.
Yeah, you have a real problem.
You know what's a real fucking problem? This motherfucker outside crying. What the fuck is happening?
Oh, but you love children and they're God's.
No, I do love children, but they cry.
I thought of this the other day in the car with Gianna, by the way. Gianna, what did I say to you? Or was that Sydney?
I have no idea.
What?
I watched these kids. Okay. I'm in my car. They're like cutting in front of people on their bicycles. These, I understand. I get what you were saying last week because you were like, oh, I hate when people say I don't like kids. But kids like that.
Yes.
Those kids have no respect for people. You're, first of all, I'm driving in a car. In how many tons is a vehicle?
My mom always used to say a car is a weapon. A car is a weapon.
A car is a weapon.
It is a weapon.
It kills people. 100%. That baby is not happy.
Gianna, go out there.
Babies are adorable.
See if they're all right. There's a whole big thing in Babylon with these motherfuckers on their bicycles.
Yes, it's really, really bad. I'm sure they're talking about it in your mom's groups.
100%.
But yeah, it's really, really bad. And like one time years ago, there were kids riding their bicycles down Main Street on the sidewalk, and they ran over an older couple coming out of Starbucks, and they had to come and take.
Aren't there no bicycles allowed on the sidewalk here?
Yeah, but they do it all the time.
Yeah,
they do it all the time. This is just, they're just bored. They have no respect for rules, and I'm not a kid hater.
No, I know.
But I'm just like, we didn't do
no, but I feel
destructive like
that. I feel like the adolescents. I feel like they're all like these days. It's a whole different breed.
By the way. Why are you 17 and on a bicycle anyway? Go get your fucking driver's license like a normal human being. Yeah. What is with these kids nowadays?
How old do you have to be to get a driver's license?
So 16's permit. 17 if you take driver's ed is you get your driver's license. If you don't take driver's ed, I believe it's 18.
Why? Kids aren't getting their license?
It's a real problem. Do you know that most of the kids that come into this shop and apply for a job, they're like 18, 19 years old. I'm like, can you get here? Do you have a driver's license? Oh, no, I don't drive.
No, you're lying. Is this a thing?
I swear to God.
Is this like a generational thing?
First of all, Gianna, tell her and don't lie. I had to force Gianna to get her license.
But why, Gianna? So you didn't want to, but did you want to drive?
I wasn't like.
Whatever she says right now is going to be a lie.
Yeah. You know,
can
that's
I tell
crazy.
You why? Let me tell you why.
That was freedom when I was growing. Like getting your license, freedom.
But let me explain. Let me just say this. Because this is going to blow everyone's mind. Stop driving your fucking kids around. Because when we were kids, we had to go to high school. My high school was just under a mile away.
Yeah.
Do you know what they said to us in the morning?
What?
Nobody drove us to school every day and dropped us off. They were like, walk your ass to school. So the minute we turned 16, everyone was like, we're going to get our permits.
Right.
We're going to driver's ed. And we're getting our driver's licenses.
Because
every parent here is catering to your kids and like driving them all over. Stop driving your kids. If they have to go to 7-Eleven, stop driving them. Make them walk. Because I guarantee your kids will be like, you know what? I don't want to walk everywhere anymore. I'm going to get my license.
What it's is this Gen Z?
Yes.
Does Gen Z, is this a thing?
It's a freaking thing. I'm telling you. It's almost, I would say it's 80% of the kids that I encounter between the ages of 16 and 20.
There's USA Today. Gen Z is less likely to have a driver's license. Here's why.
I'm so glad you just looked
that up. Turning 16 and earning your driver's license is a major rite of passage for many young Americans. Although this milestone represents more freedom and access for teenagers, data shows that Generation Z no longer values driver's license the same way past generation did. Only 1 in 25 licensed drivers in the U.S. are 19 or younger, a decline from 2 decades prior. Increasing access to technology is one of the reasons why.
Listen, if you live in an urban, if you live in an urban like Brooklyn, the city, Queens, and you don't need that is understandable. But when you live in a suburban area like we do, you need to go get your driver's license, children. Like we need to grow up and we need to go get our license and do the things that big people do, so we can have real jobs and we can drive to that. It's to do with because everyone is like,
not
oh,
you,
no
not
worries.
Gianna. Gianna's
drive
been
you everywhere.
Gianna's been working at Ivory Main since she was 5 years old. Not you, Gianna. But most of you Gen Zers,
no,
lazy.
But Gianna isn't lazy, but there was a time where she was like, she said it. She's like, there's no rush. And me and Paul literally looked at her and we're like, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You're going to driver's ed and you will be getting your driver's license.
But now you love it, right?
This was a discussion, by the way.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that makes me a bad parent.
No.
But this was not a discussion.
No, you know.
You need to have a driver's license.
I want Scarlett to start driving next week.
But God forbid something happens and she needs to drive.
Yes. Do you remember that time?
She needs to drive me somewhere. Like, or something. What?
It was a snowstorm and Gianna was babysitting Scarlett. Oh. And I had my aunt's birthday party in Queens. Rob was driving his Land Rover home and he's like, text Gianna and tell her that she's leaving her car here because it was a little hairy outside.
Yes.
And he's like, I'm going to drive her home. Yeah. And I told Corinne, and Corinne's like, no, Paul, Gianna's dad. No,
Paul wanted Gianna. Yes. I said it was a little dangerous because there was a lot of snow. And
Paul's like, nope, she's doing it. And he's like, I will drive to the house and I will follow her, but I want her to drive home.
Yeah, because she needs to learn how to drive.
He's right.
He's not wrong. He's 100% wrong.
No.
He's always been huge on that. Like, he is like, you need to do things that adults do. Because how are you supposed to function in the real world when it's crazy. Have no...
Let me tell you something.
No real world...
I have to tell you something.
What happens if something happens to you?
My friends are all teachers. And they, like, we have a group chat. Mm-hmm. Most of them are teachers. One's a nurse and one's, like, a boss-ass bitch VP in the city. Fabulous. Most of them are teachers. And the shit that they show us that parents say to them as a teacher... Back in the day when I was in elementary school, I had a fifth grade teacher, Miss Karen Salzano. I used to be horrified of her. She was the hardest teacher in fifth grade. My mom, five children, used to email the principal every time we were in fourth grade. My kids need to be in Miss Salzano's class because she knew this bitch would buck, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's the kind of parent my mom was.
Right.
I remember in fifth grade class, she would every day go down the line, rows of chairs. Who didn't do their homework in this row? And you would have to raise your fucking hand. And if you raised your hand in three times... That week, she would walk over to the phone in the classroom and call your parents in front of the classroom. If any teacher did that this day,
that's like public humiliation.
News 12 Long Island would be called and she would have been arrested.
Yo.
But that's how it was.
Yeah.
And then you would go home and your mother would rip you a new fucking asshole for not doing your homework.
Yeah.
If you it's do that world. These days, it would be a shit show.
Yeah, 100%. It's a completely different world. Like, you can't
say hi, blah, blah, blah. Like, she'll get messages. Hi, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't able to do their homework tonight. We got home pretty late from dinner, so.
But don't you think it's a disservice to the kids growing up?
100 Well, now they're not getting their driver's license, and they're all.
It's so funny. It's I'm so, so glad. I was thinking about it, and I was like, and, you know, like, we started talking about it. But I'm so glad that you pulled it up and those are the statistics. But I just, it's a plea to parents. Teach your kids to drive and send them to get their driver's license. You know what? Life is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. Your kid's going to be like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to do it. I'm scared. Listen, life is fucking scary.
Yeah, 100%. You're going
to
do things
that if you don't want. If something happens to you tomorrow, what is going to happen to your kids?
Are your 19-year-old like, won't be able to do? Yeah, your 19-year-old won't be able to get in the car and
take you somewhere. If something happens to me tomorrow, I know that my kids can take care of themselves.
100%.
And God forbid something doesn't happen to me tomorrow. I'm knocking on a lot of wood. Dearly Jesus Lord, let us pray.
Okay,
the air is on.
Kids aren't having their driver's license. That's the weirdest shit ever.
Isn't it so strange?
Are you...
What?
Following. It's a somber topic.
Oh.
The P. Diddy trial. Let me tell you something about that motherfucker. Take him down. Take him down. Take them all down.
Because there's a lot of people
involved. There are a lot of people involved. Take them all fucking down. Okay?
Hollywood's a scary place.
Hollywood is a scary place.
You know what bothers me the most about the P. Diddy thing?
What?
The people that are involved in it are people that you never would have thought. And, like, people that are, like, I don't want to say, like, but, like, beloved. Or, like, we think so highly of. Or that person could never do that. But, like...
Isn't that how it always is, though?
Yeah, but just the... It's really...
What have you heard? What's some of the shit that you've heard?
I really haven't followed it. Like, it's funny because I watched, like, the Blake Lively thing. And I followed this a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not so, like, hardcore into it. Like, I really need to do some work. But I know, like, I've heard Ashton Kutcher is involved in this. I've heard Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are somehow... And I'm just like, what? I have nothing to back this up. Only, like, random TikToks I did want to talk to you about the Britney Spears one because I saw that one last night.
Tell me about this.
Okay. Do you remember back in, I don't know how many years ago it was. I think it was after she had one of the kids. She had done a VMA award show and she had gained a little weight and her performance was not normal of a Britney Spears performance.
I remember this. Yes, I do. I remember this.
I actually saved the TikTok on my phone.
And people were like, oh, she looks terrible. Like,
oh, my God. They were like, oh, it's because she's overweight. Like, there was so much speculation. But then people were like, okay, she's overweight because she just had a... And by the way, was she overweight because she...
She was like a size 8.
She was like, instead of her size 4, she was now a size 8.
And instead of a double 0, she went up to a size 5.
Yeah, exactly. The world. You know, there's that. But they said...
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, they said that the night prior to that, she had gone to Cassie's, which is P. Diddy's ex, 21st birthday party.
Yep.
So they have footage of her rehearsal for the VMAs, which was the day before, and her rehearsal was much different than when she went to the VMAs and actually performed. So what did she see? What did she hear? What happened to her? I don't know, but I watch Britney Spears all the time, and I have to tell you, I know it's entertaining her with her knives and doing her crazy dances, but let me just, I know, but... I watch her all the time and I'm like, I feel so bad. Like,
no, I do too.
Something happened to this
trauma,
woman.
Traumatic. She has been through it.
But like her, that, yes. Amanda Bynes.
Oh,
Amanda,
yeah.
By the way, who got bangs and she's very proud of it. She's on TikTok talking about her bangs.
Yes.
But I'm like, what?
The trauma fuck? They have been through from Hollywood, from growing up in the spotlight. I've seen interviews in that Britney Spears documentary where they were sitting there and the guy's like, so you've gained some weight. How big are your breasts? Like, the trauma. It's so I remember watching that and even Rob's like, I can't watch this anymore. I'm like, no, I can't. I cannot watch this either. I can't. And the years and years of all this medication and drugs,
the interviewers ask them very bizarre questions, the women. Because I've heard Rihanna one time, they asked her, like, they said something and she's like, something about who will you be going home with tonight? Oh, that was Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not going home with anyone tonight. I'm going home with my husband. Angelina Jolie.
Or I think I'm going they home asked with her one cat, time, like,
how many
cats.
Hours do you sit to prepare your makeup? And she was like, like, how long do you think, like, this is
no, it's age? Insane.
This woman barely wears any makeup. Like, are you fucking stupid?
It's actually insane. Yeah. We should do, like, a montage.
They've asked Scarlett Johansson, like, they asked the other guys, I think when she did,
Marvel.
Yep. They asked her about how long it took her to put her suit on.
Yep.
But they asked all the other male actors, like Robert Downey Jr., what's Chris Abbott, they asked all of them, like, normal questions about the movie. And then you're asking her... Like, how long it takes to put her...
These people are actually... It's, like, really insane.
But it's across the board.
It's also across the board.
It's terrible.
And it's been forever. I saw this clip about Lucille Ball, who obviously brilliant, genius, comedian, like, fantastic. I reposted it on my story. I love Lucy. There, she did a, like, talk show, and it was back in the day, and there was a man in the audience, and he was the host, and he was going around, and people were asking questions, and he used to go up to the people.
Was it, like, Phil Donahue?
I don't remember, a woman would stand up, he would put his hands on her, and she'll be like, get your hands off her, Johnny. Like, next one, Johnny, get your hands off her, stop touching her. Like, every woman that he went up to, he just, like, you know, like, oh, hey, like...
Yeah.
Get off of her. Will you get your hands off her? I have to send this to you. I posted this on my story.
I'll plug it in.
It's fucking...
David.
Yes, I have a lady here with me.
I noticed. Will you take your hands off, David?
Oh, excuse me. We have a young lady here with an I Love Lucy t-shirt on. Stand up and...
Take your hands off her, David.
Oh, excuse me.
I can see the shirt.
So... thought I'd try to... Hi there, we're here
tonight. What's your name? David, will you take your hands away? What's your name, dear?
Early in the morning.
Give her the mic.
Yeah, I have the question here that I kept expecting to hear in a class of students. Stand up, young lady, and
take your hands off her.
Britney Spears, Amanda Bynes, you know they've seen some shit.
100%.
Cassie? That woman is holding a baby, and she's getting up there. And you know what? The whole thing about the P. Diddy thing that really blows my mind? His children... Are in that courtroom. His children.
You know
children.
What? I have mixed emotions about this. One part of me says, you know, they should know what their father is. And then the other part of me is like, I don't know if I would want my...
I mean, like, at the end of the day, they're going to find out. Because you know what I always think? I watch the Kardashians. Yeah, they are going to find out. Kanye and his kids. Like, Kim always says she protects the kids. Which, honestly, as a mom, yes, she's right. Like, whatever. She's like, they will know about. But, like, all this awful shit that he's doing and saying and, like.
I know.
And these.
He's another one. Do you think. I don't know if he's involved.
Why isn't he fucking canceled? Why isn't he. Why are we still talking about him?
I don't know. It's very bizarre. Like. He's.
No, but this whole thing is insane.
To be fair, musically, he's like a genius. He is. His music is insane. But, like, he. The way that he, like, writes his music.
I don't know. I just feel like everything he does negates it. Like, I don't give a shit.
But he doesn't have, like. I don't know. Like, did something happen to him, too?
Well, he put out this whole thing. I keep going like that. He put out this thing. Like, he said, like, oh, I sucked my cousins, blah, 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 for. You didn't see that?
I didn't see that.
He went on rampage.
Maybe I did see something. He's probably been through some.
Listen, I'm not giving anyone an excuse, but, like, he's been through trauma, too. And, like you said, Hollywood is a dark and scary place because with power comes.
I want to know when they're the people that are something happens to them, when they're going to speak up, because they all come out when it's like a Me Too thing and they all talk about how you need to speak up and speak your
because
speak
it's
your
a
truth
lot of
and stuff. Yeah, but you need to. There's new celebrities that are going to come up and coming people that are young, the younger generation. It's I don't want to say it's a responsibility, but
it's your duty.
If someone's hurting somebody.
But when it comes to, like, money and power, it is a scary. Having a lot of power is a very.
Yeah. And I'm not. I would not be surprised. You know Jay-Z's, like, rapping.
100%.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise
me. Did you see 50 Cent when he posted on his Instagram? Let me tell you something about 50 Cent.
He's a class act.
He doesn't give a fuck about anything because he has nothing to hide. He has nothing to hide. He posted this video. And he's ruthless. Mm-hmm. And he just doesn't give a shit. He posted this video on, hold on a second.
You know, they think that P. Diddy was the one that killed Tupac and Biggie.
Not or he Biggie. Had Biggie was his best friend. And you know Biggie was in those freak-offs.
You really need to go back and, like, read shit about
Biggie
that.
Biggie was in those freak-offs.
Because he was never going to be popular if he didn't get Biggie out of the way.
Wait, look.
He needed those two guys.
This is what 50 Cent
I
posted.
Don't really like to talk about this. Like, what if somebody, what is this?
It's 50 Cent put this up. It's P. Diddy and Jay-Z. All pictures of them. Sing. Just the two of us.
I'm like trying to watch it through the thing. Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
And it said, friends till the end. Jay, you're still there. Like, zero fucks this man. Because he knows that they don't have.
Yeah.
You know, because he knows that they don't.
I know. Everyone's talking about it right now. It makes me nervous to talk about it. Cause,
why does it make you nervous?
You know.
I guess knows? So. I don't know. But, like, it's just, let me tell you something that every politician, every celebrity, unless, like, you're Steve Martin or Martin Short, like that. Like,
Steve
you are.
Martin.
Because, you know, it's just.
Chevy
they're all,
Chase.
They're all fucked up, man.
Where's the classic?
Well, you're all.
Yeah, but
they're
if
all
that's
fucked
true
up,
about
dude.
Tom Hanks, I'm going to be mortified.
I don't know. That sounds a little bit far fetched
to
me,
like
but you also don't know.
You
don't know.
Because they frequented parties, so I'm hoping it's not true because right. I love Tom Hanks.
No, I know.
Like, I literally grew up watching Tom Hanks.
Why? Tom Hanks at a fucking P. Diddy party?
Yeah, exactly. Why are you. What's happening?
Like, that's
there?
Fucking Woody.
I know! Like, what?
Go home, motherfucker.
What's happening?
Forrest?
It's so crazy.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Lubed up in the corner?
Is that you?
Anyway.
If they show the videos on the trial, then you'll see everybody. Because they're saying that they're going to show
but
some of the videos.
That's the thing. I don't think they can. Like, it's like, listen, the legal system is a wild place. Like,
yeah.
Can't they, like, I don't know. Like, don't you need, like, all these warrants to show. I don't know how it works, but it's just the whole thing.
I don't
actually,
know. There's, like, a whole bunch of shit.
We should get a, like, we should get a lawyer to, like, come on and, like, deep dive into this.
Yeah,
so it's
I know.
Insane.
We're going to have to go into it and, like, look. Real quick, because then Gianna has a quick game for us.
Yeah. With my buzzers?
No, it's not a buzzer game this time, but it is, it's a phone game.
Okay.
So you'll like it. It got taken down off of TikTok, but did you see the girl, the Pilates
no,
girl?
No, I don't TikTok.
I know, but it's all over everything.
No,
so
show
basically
me.
What she said was that if you're 200 pounds, you shouldn't be doing Pilates. And if you have a gut, you shouldn't be teaching Pilates. Let me tell you.
What a cunt.
Not
is
to get into, like, hardcore with this because the thing was taken down. But wow. Like, what is wrong with you? This girl basically got canceled big time. She did lose her job, and then she came on and made a public apology.
Fuck off.
But the thing is, her apology was bullshit because she apologized because she lost her job, not because of the things that she said. So it was kind of fucking stupid. I also have a quick update. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the girl with the overskirt? The girl with the overskirt that she, like, blasted the store on TikTok, and you were like, that's disgusting. Okay, so her post, she did take her post down, and they did settle something with the store, from what I've heard.
Did she post anything apologizing?
She did not. It wasn't an apology. She just said that it was basically like, I'm taking it down because I settled it with the store. But to be honest, once again, not to go back to that, but you should have done that in the first place.
100%.
Yeah, so.
These are people's livelihoods. Again.
Like, you know what I mean? you already did the damage. So and she doesn't say, like, if the buttons were there, it was a miscommunication. Right. She just says, I settled it with the store, so I took the post down. Right. So whatever. And that's you know what? That's my quick, TikTok update. At the end TikTok of the day,
karma will take these people and just, you'll get what's coming for you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Gianni, want to play the game for really quick?
Do we need my phone?
No. No. You need Gianna's.
Gianna!
So, have you ever played the game Heads Up?
It looks yes. So, wait, no, let me see.
It's like basically like...
Oh, I have to make you say it. Yes.
Yeah. So basically, whatever is on the thing...
I suck at this game.
You have to say... It's all Thick and Tired, some bridal ones, but it's all like past things that you guys have said in Thick and Tired episodes. Like clips and stuff.
Okay, that should be fun.
So basically, if the...
You made this?
Yes. So if the word is...
She's not a lazy Gen Zer, and she drives.
She's not.
If the word's bracelet, which isn't on there, basically you would be like, you wear it on your wrist.
Yeah, I know. I played it before. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
So, I'll go first. I want Quinn to answer what I'm saying first.
So you want to talk
first. Yes, okay. Of course. Okay. I always want to talk first. Okay. Do you know who I am? Okay. Go.
Look. Oh, it's gonna be backwards. That's even funnier.
Snot, mucus, don't like to avocados. Eat it. Yes. the doctor puts us on before he, you know, gets in there.
His gloves?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I suck at this. When I used to work here at the store, Gianna is much better at doing this with me.
Oh, clipping.
Yes, okay, good. Oh, pop belt!
Champagne.
Okay. Oh. Scarlett plays with this in the bathtub. Birds. You fucking idiot. Crayons in the bathtub.
I don't know. She doesn't even need to take a bath.
Big Bird. No, Bert and Ernie sing it. Blah, 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 blah. You're the bubbles. One. Oh, in the bathtub. It's yellow. Wait,
stop.
Quack, quack.
Dogs.
Fuck. What kind?
Robert Duffy.
Idiot. Oh, you have one. You also have a bidet, a bougie ass hoe with your stupid palm trees.
My moat?
No, it's in the bathroom. Oh, you don't have one of these?
Oh, my towel warmer.
Yeah. Okay, good.
My moat.
I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know what that is. What the fuck was that? You got all of them.
No.
Did I?
Yeah.
What was the last one? Did you spell it wrong?
No, the Boombas.
Oh, the Boombas.
Okay, you got six. So let's see if you can beat six.
Okay. You had to remember to move it out of the camera.
This was funny. This is funny, Gianna.
Yeah.
This is funny.
Whatever. All right, ready? Okay, so this is like where we're going to have our first guest from, and they make sandwiches there.
The deli.
Yeah.
Oakdale deli.
The other one. That's fine. So this is something that you should never say to a bride. Like an
It's so
like,
flattering on you, you stupid cunt.
Oh my god, this is the one thing that you literally don't want at a wedding. It's like something that they make and you would put like initials on it, and it like you wipe your like mouth or your hands. It's like monogrammed.
A napkin? A handkerchief?
Well, it's like, but yeah, but what's another word for like monogrammed?
Engraved?
No. Nope,
what the fuck are you talking about? Pass! You're awful at this.
Oh, you do this and I get so scared.
Scream, sneeze, cough.
We'll give it to her. Scary.
Talk.
It's a tiny ceremony that someone made a name up for it.
Elopement?
During COVID.
Micro?
It's like
wedding
a little
micro ceremony.
Mouse.
Corinne?
Say what? Some
mouse.
Mickey.
Mickey Mouse?
And
Minnie Mouse?
Minnie Moni.
Oh.
So you got three.
Corinne, you are awful at that game.
What?
I am superior by far.
First of all, I had fucking
hard ones to give you.
That
it was personalized
I would have
tissues.
Because you went on that whole rant.
Oh, about personalized
tissues.
So shut up. I'm not horrible. You're horrible at it. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Good job, Josh.
Which is thick and tired, Hobag.
All right, so my thick is... I'm starting to plan my 40th birthday party. I'm pretty sure it's going to be in 3 years from now, September 19th at the Piermont.
Wait, isn't 3 years?
Yes, September 19th, 2027. I want it to be...
That's 2 years.
Whatever, so 2 years, fine. I'm going to be 38 in September. I want it to be at the Piermont. I want it to be day drinking because I love day drinking.
Okay.
And the theme is going to be 40 Barn instead of Bordy Barn. That's
cute.
All solo cups at the bars. I want
That's cute.
Even the bartenders to wear like shorts.
Wait, are you going to pass out stickers?
Yep. I'm going to have the bartenders give stickers out.
Yeah, that's cute.
And I just want a DJ.
Wow.
Summer clothes. And I've always wanted my name in marquee letters. So I'm just going to do that too, even though it has nothing to do with 40 Barn.
Doesn't matter. Just do it.
It doesn't matter at all.
100%.
And it's going to be like a Sunday fun day theme.
I love it.
Thank you. My tired is feeling anxious. I don't know. I'm very anxious today.
You're
you're
on one.
I am on one. I'm very busy. I'm a little overwhelmed, but I'm doing fine, I think. But, like, I don't know. Today was weird. I have a call later that I'm just, like, anxious about for, I don't know why. It's going to go fine, but.
It always goes fine.
It always works out. You know, dealing in this job, you deal with all different kind of personalities. I'm good at that. Like, I usually know how, but, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some days, we all know. It happens.
I know.
It hits you different some days.
It hits you different some days, yeah.
Some days we're in, like, overload and
100%.
We're just human, so.
Yep. All right, bitch, what's your thick and tired?
So, my thick is, obviously, I talked about in the beginning, my 7 pounds, my health
journey.
Yes,
congratulations.
It's going really good. It's going really dude.
Yeah.
I'm doing low carb, low sugar, and it's working. Like, it's working for me. I'm taking the seed, the probiotic, prebiotic.
You feel good?
That thing is. I feel a lot better. Okay. I'm moving more. So, like, just trying to, like, get up and, like, move a little bit more, like, during the day. I don't have an actual exercise regimen in place yet, but I absolutely will. I just want to get over, like, this first, like, 10, 15-pound hump, and then I'm going to do, put some stuff in. It's hard, too, because I work a lot.
Yeah,
so it's like, okay, like, what can we do? Okay, let's go walk around Costco today. Like, that's, like, the work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's just, like, getting up and, like, doing more movement. My tired is, like, everyone is, like, I don't know. Like, I kind of feel bad that I, like, had that little breakdown last week on the podcast.
I thought it was fine.
And I did a little car rant this morning on my way here.
I think you needed
that.
I think that was fine.
I probably did, and I kind of really went, like, back and forth with this, like, if I should post it and if I should not post it. But I think my tired was I just hate feeling like that.
I know.
So,
yeah, I get it.
The thick part of that is that because I'm, like, losing and like that. Like, I literally get on the scale this morning and I was another pound down. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, and again, it's not to lose weight. Like, I'm not looking to get, like, skinny like that. I just want to be healthier.
Yeah.
So,
and plus, you're going
through
all this menopause bullshit. Like,
you
know
what? That is honestly
that's
going to
help you with your bloat. Like, you.
Yeah. And my emotional state. And I just feel like it's going to make me feel a little better. And
yes.
I don't want to say, like, I went back and watched remember last week I talked about the lady that called me an asshole at the psychic thing? I went back and listened to it because I found it. And I was like I can understand like certain things that she was saying, but like it made me think of like when right before I had lost the weight and like thinking about like, I'm sorry, right before I had gained some of the weight back. And it made me think like how I felt better about myself. Like I was much more confident. I had just like, I love clothes. You know what I mean? Like I was just like, I felt sexier. So at any size, it doesn't matter. So I feel like I lost a little bit of myself. So I'm just trying to like get back there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
And I love you.
Love you.
Until next week. See you next Tuesday.